News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
All the headlines today, though, and as you heard Andrea mention it in the news there as well, is last night's debate on Virgin Media, chaired by our own Pat Kenny, of course, between Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin. For people who didn't see it, it's probably worth, I suppose, pulling out some of the key moments in it. One of which, and the one that's grabbed some of the headlines this morning in the papers, was when both men were asked if they'd ever used illegal drugs.
Have you ever taken illegal drugs in
Absolutely.
Any shape or form?
No, I never have.
Leo Varadkar?
You know, I answered that question in a hot press interview about 12 or 13 years ago, and I answered it truthfully.
Which is?
The answer that you did.
Yes, but it was obviously a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure radio actually captures just how excruciatingly long the wait was. I mean, it seemed to go on
thought Micheál
forever.
Micheál got more of a high than Leo did from the drugs, from that answer.
Absolutely. I think that's probably fair. I went back, that hot press interview, Leo Varadkar admitted to smoking cannabis in college. He was asked if he experimented with ecstasy or other legal drugs as a teenager. He said, not since I've held elected office anyway. I've been extremely law-abiding since I've been elected to politics. Listen, we'll come back to that later in a moment with Ellen Coyne. But health obviously dominated the debate. The GP contract was central to that debate. Micheál was very critical. Micheál Martin was very critical of Leo Varadkar's promise of a new contract.
Leo, you promised this 5 years ago. I mean, have you any shame at all? Do you think the people are fools? That every 5 years you come along and make a promise about free this and free that, knowing full well you're not going to implement it.
Yeah, that was just one of the barbs straight at on health. The top both of them looked a little uncomfortable dealing with health. Of course, both former ministers for health. Another notable point, Taoiseach asked if he'd enter coalition with Fianna Fáil. Take a listen to his answer.
It's not my preference, but if it's the only way that we can form a stable government in this country, I'm willing to work with Fianna Fáil, whether that means a constant supply arrangement or whether it means coalition. But it's not my preference. I prefer to form a coalition with old allies like Labour and Independents. Okay.
Maybe a tacit admission by Leo Varadkar there that he is already on the back foot and Fine Gael are on the back foot in this election. Lots of texts coming through in this. David Clontarf didn't think it was close. I thought Leo won by a mile. Came across with more leader qualities. Micheál looked like someone who just didn't want to make a mistake.
I scored a draw, says another listener, but given Micheál's lead, it is a win for him.
Hi lads, in the debate I thought they both did well. Neither gave me any confidence that next year will be better than this year or last year. Same old, says Sean.
And one texter says Sinn Féin won the debate last night.
Ellen Coyle, head of politics at Joe.ie. Who did you think won?
Yeah, I think most of your textures are right. It was probably more of a draw. Like going into it last night, I was saying I felt like one of those glitzy MMA matches where everyone knows before it even starts that it's going to go to a rematch. So I'd say a lot of people would be focusing on the final one in the last week of the campaign. I think if you were going to go on who had a better night, it probably would go to Leo Varadkar, because as the incumbent, he had a record to defend more so than Micheál Martin would, despite how much Fine Gael would like to drag things back to the last time Fianna Fáil were in government. I also think that Leo Varadkar took a lot more risks. I think of the few new things that emerged in the
debate. Yeah, I was going to say, did we learn anything new?
Yeah, I think there was three things. All of them came from Leo Varadkar. The first one you played in your clip there about him conceding that he would consider going in with Fianna Fáil again almost feels like a spoiler at this early stage of an election and kind of takes the fizz out of the surprise at the end.
Yeah.
Second thing, just at the end when they were talking about Brexit, I think Leo Varadkar very subtly, slightly outmaneuvered Micheál Martin on the prospect of a border poll. He seemed a tiny bit more open to it than Micheál Martin did.
A bit
did.
Greener than Fianna Fáil.
A little bit, which is really interesting when you consider Fianna Fáil's record up until now. And the third and most interesting thing, which seemed like a very deliberate strategy, was this new thing of kind of humble Leo, which was rolled out for the debate.
Deep regret, deep sorrow.
Exactly.
We can do better. We've done things, but not enough. I accept that.
Yeah, and conceding as well, something that you hear a lot of political correspondents talk about privately, that sometimes the Taoiseach can seem a little bit robotic and a little bit insensitive. And Leo was kind of saying, you know, maybe he can't articulate things as well as Micheál Martin can, which is really interesting when you consider when he beat Simon Coveney to the top job in Fine Gael, it was all based on this idea of him almost being a celebrity politician who's very glitzy and charismatic and compelling.
Yeah, I thought that was very clever, because there was a humility about it. Yeah, look, I'm not, and lots of people would say, I'm not great with words, and could identify.
Yeah,
with
it nearly
that.
Made my heart go out to him, which is not something that Leo Varadkar usually succeeds in doing. But the question is now, when you pull something like that out so early, is he going to be able to sustain it for the rest of the campaign, especially when he's around the country in a defensive position and on the media a lot?
Yeah, a very clever person working behind the scenes for Leo Varadkar, I think it's fair to say. The drugs issue. It was awkward. It was slightly cringy. Does it matter? Is it an issue?
It doesn't matter. But I know, like anyone watching, I felt like I was like on psychedelic drugs by proxy, because the pause felt so interminable, and that ad break felt like it was coming on human rights grounds. I don't think it actually matters. It would have been totally grand if Leo had just said the answer straight away. But I think it actually boils down the debate and Leo Varadkar's strategy, where he's almost too prepared to a fault. Him and Micheál Martin are so consistent and impressive in media situations that when any tiny thing goes wrong, both of them can immediately go like a rabbit in headlights. And with a campaign like this, where they are pretty much evenly matched, whether that's because you can't decide between them or you think that they're both terrible, and we still have 2.5 weeks to go, that's something that they really need to work on.
Okay. I got a sense with Leo Varadkar that he was like a rabbit caught in the headlights. And that was it possibly because the discussion earlier had been about how people who took drugs were part of the problem, and
yeah,
that they were sort of fueling gangland crime.
Oh, yeah.
And you could see him almost working his head, oh my God, it was fine what I said 7 or 8 years ago, but now the context is kind of different.
You could see the political instincts playing out in his face. He knew that hot press interview was already out there. He knew that they'd just been discussing about the connection between recreational drug users and horrific crime. And you could almost see these two political instincts battling each other for him to try to figure out what was the most intelligent, strategic thing to say. That is what I mean when he say he's a good media performer to a fault. He doesn't leave a lot of room for his natural instinctive answer.
Okay. Personal attacks. I mean, I expected this campaign to be quite dirty. And okay, there's been a bit of stuff, and there's no question Fine Gael have tried to target Micheál Martin with not a huge amount of success. Was there much personal attacks, did you think, in the debate?
No, and I think that both of the parties will be happy with that. They were both really forensic and tenacious on each other's record on different policy issues. Any journalist who's spent time in Leinster House over the past 9 years will have seen, or sorry, the past few years since Leo Varadkar took over, would have seen really hairy moments when neither of them was able to control what seemed like their very deep disdain for each other. But they kept the personal attacks out of it, because I think both of them wanted to come out of this debate looking like a statesman.
Okay. Will it have any impact on the campaign?
Absolutely not. Unless you were in Dublin West or Cork South Central, you would have had no idea who the better person to vote for in your local area would have been. I don't even think anyone would have been lucky to come out of that knowing who the better government would have been. I think this debate, because it was so intense and so boiled down to the two individuals, was basically like a reality TV show for Who Wants to be Taoiseach.
Okay, all right. Ellen Coyle, thanks indeed for coming in to us. Ellen Coyle, Head of Politics at joe.ie.